Hey, Town, this is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you get this second date, we're going to hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, my name is Cherise.
Cherise?
Hi, Cherise.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So, I'm calling you guys this morning. So, a few years back, I went out with this guy, and it wasn't a really good relationship. It was very toxic. We didn't get along, and we ended up, you know, ending things on not so good terms. But during the course of that relationship, I ended up, you know, becoming friends with some of his friends, and one of those particular friends, we ended up, you know, decided to become more than friends.
Okay, so your ex-boyfriend and one of his friends, you guys are together now?
No, we're not together. I just really like him, and I believe he feels the same way about me. And I was calling you guys today because I didn't want to do it by myself, so I felt like I should ask my ex for permission, you know, or, you know, get his blessing, not so much permission, but get his blessing on, you know, me talking, being able to talk to or date his friend.
Are you and your ex friends?
Not really.
So why do you even care if he cares?
Because I kind of, you know, started feeling this way towards the end of our relationship. I was kind of feeling his friends in that time. So I just feel like, you know, maybe I should go ahead and ask him just to be on the safer side.
Are you trying to be messy this morning? Be honest with me.
No, I'm not trying to be messy. I just feel like I'd rather him hear from me before he hear in these streets.
We'll get him on the line for you. What's his name?
Mazio.
All right, so listen. This is what we're doing. We're going to get him on the phone, baby. Don't say much. Don't say nothing. We will cue you in when it's time to talk, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All okay, right. Don't go left field on us, Niger.
So listen, Jock. If your ex calls you to say that she's dating Shawty, but you ain't heard from her in months or whatever, you done moved on and everything, are you going to be thankful she called? Or are you going to be confused? Are you going to be upset? What?
I would definitely be trying to figure it out. You ain't called me. You just started calling me out of the blue. I mean, it probably would.
And tell me that you're about to start talking to my friend.
Ooh.
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Maceo, please?
This Maceo.
Hey, Maceo, how you doing, bro? I was just calling you, let you know that that part came in for your old school.
Old school? Who is this?
Hey, Maceo, I'm just messing with you, man. Look, man, this is Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, more quick and shout-out right here on Streets 94.5. What's happening? Can we talk to you for a minute, brother?
Yeah, go ahead, man. You know, I'm f- with y'all, boy.
Okay, listen, so we got a segment on our show called The Second Date Update.
Okay, I heard it before.
Oh, so you heard the Second Date Update before?
Absolutely.
All right, Will.
Well, this should be easy then. Mazio, a young woman called in looking for you. She said she'd like to speak with you about some things.
Whoa. What's her name? Who is she?
Well, she claims to be your ex, and her name is...
Cherise?
Yes, actually. Her name is Cherise.
Okay, well, I mean, I ain't talked to her in a month or Sunday. And I feel like I'm on Mari Povey. What she need to talk to me on the radio for?
Well, no, you are not the baby's father. She's not pregnant.
But he already know. He already said he know about the Second Date Update. You already know why we calling you. Apparently, you ain't talked to her. She ain't talked to you. What going on, Maceo? Quit playing.
Man, listen to me, man. That's what behooves me is... Why she ain't calling me direct? Why she call y'all?
Okay.
You understand me? To talk about anything.
So, Maceo, listen. We know that you guys are not together. She's not trying to get back with you, but she does have some news she wants to share with you, and we're going to let her do that, okay?
okay.
She has something she wants to ask you. Cherise?
Hey, Maceo. Hey. So, basically, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, your friend Paul.
Yeah.
Well... me and Paul, we've been, you know, hanging out lately, and we really like each other, and we're thinking about moving our relationship on to the next step, you know, as far as dating. So, you know, I just wanted to get your blessing on it.
So, basically, what you tell me is y'all gonna start smashing.
No, I'm just telling you that
I get that people... can be attracted to each other. I get that whole time. But why couldn't you have been attracted to the UPS man or something? Out of all the dudes out here, that's who you had to pick?
Maceo, are you upset?
Yeah, I just picked somebody.
Yeah, am I upset? I mean...
She was probably looking at him while y'all was together.
Can I take this since we're having a table talk? Can I put something on the table?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Lines are open.
Let's hear it.
I mean, at the end of the day, I lightweight can't be mad because whole time me and your best friend, Asia Monroe, We've been smashing since me and you was together.
Matthew, you don't have to just, you know, say anything just to get back at me.
We've been thicker than thieves. You know what I'm saying? The chemistry was there from the start. I think that had a lot of reasons why me and you couldn't really move forward. And we just didn't really know how to tell you.
Wait a minute. Whoa. So, Mazio, if Sharice never called you today, would you have ever told her?
We've been trying to figure out how we were going to do it because we plan on taking this thing to the next level, you know, and it was not, we would have to have some kind of conversation with her before we just sent her an invitation.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. So Sharice, girl.
Invitation.
Yeah. Were you expecting this morning?
No, I was not. You know, just like I called to give you the courtesy of me telling you, you know, I wanted to do some things with your homeboy beforehand. And Paul's not even like your best friend. Like Paul is like a regular friend.
As a matter of fact, I just proposed to her last weekend in Ocho.
Are you making this up?
I think you're just making it up as you go, buddy.
Out of control.
Let's get her on the phone.
You know what? It sounds like she caught you off guard and it done pissed you off. And now you hitting the back with some.
You in his feelings.
Well, listen, this is what we going to do. We ain't got enough time to get into
all
it. Maybe we'll call you guys back.
It's not happening, bro.
We don't got time,
it's not happening, bro.
So apparently, but you saying
phone.
That.
That's what we do. Let's get her on the phone.
Hey, listen, man, we already know it ain't going to happen today. We already know she's trying to get at your homie. You done got her homegirl, allegedly. So on behalf of 1-800-ENJURE the Bethune Law Firm, y'all not going to get this $100. Atlanta finna call up and probably take both of y'all out.
Well, they
y'all
get a checkup.
Yeah. 404-352-0945. A-Town, keep it where you got it. We're number one in the street. 94.5.